Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Good morning to all of you. And welcome to the Corpus Christi Cathedral. Those of you who are visiting us, we, the parishioners, myself, Deacon Mance, welcome you with a very warm heart to your home away from home. And my dear family, it is wonderful to be with you, as it was last week, to be with our bishop and to be with you together. And I ask for your prayers for all of those of you joining us via television, radio, and internet from home, or those in a very special way, our brothers and sisters who are ill this day, who are in our hospitals or our nursing homes. We pray for all of you, and please know that you are always in our hearts and in our prayers, that all of you will that are in need of God's healing may receive it, and all of you at home continuing to join us from there will be guarded and protected. But all in all, may the joy and love of Christ himself be always what dwells in your homes and in your relationships with one another. My dear family, confident in our God's love for us all, we seek pardon for our sins. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us the consolation of the truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the Good Shepherd, leading us into everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. God of might, giver of every good gift, put into our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, you may nurture in us what is good, and by watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. You duped me, O Lord, and I let myself be duped. You were too strong for me, and you triumphed. All the day, I am an object of laughter. Everyone mocks me. Whenever I speak, I must cry out. Violence and outrage is my message. The word of the Lord has brought me derision and reproach all the day. I say to myself, I will not mention him. I will speak his name no more. But then it becomes like fire burning in my heart, imprisoned in my bones. I grow weary of holding it in. I cannot endure it. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, your spiritual worship. Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. He turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in the Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to his conduct. The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear family, I would like to begin by expressing my gratitude to all of you for all of your prayers. Last week, you got to see me, but I didn't say much. I just was overwhelmed just to be back with you and with Bishop. But I am very, very grateful, indebted to you for your prayers and for your words of encouragement that came via mail or email. Words cannot summarize nor even begin to fully express what I carry in my heart for all of you here and all of you at home as well. Thank you. I'm grateful to Bishop Movie for his great understanding and fatherly care and love for me throughout my time of sickness, and for him to be here and to continue to, of course, be with us always, because he really wants to give of himself in that way, as we all should. And of course, to Father Stembler for having been here on different Sundays with us as well. In a special way, I'm very grateful to those who came to the rectory to take care of me. My nurse, Melissa, her mother, Mary Garcia, from Nurses on Wheels, who just were so good to me in coming here and taking very good care of what the need was. But also to our community of Christus Spawn, the doctors and nurses who created an environment of hope in a time of great need. And to all the FEMA nurses, most of my nurses were not from Corpus Christi. They were from other cities, other states, who gave of their time to come here in our time of great need. I'm very grateful to all of them for being the presence of Christ to all of us who were sick and continue to be sick this day, which I ask of you, please, continue to pray for all of them who are barely being admitted to the hospital because of this virus, or have been there for months or weeks. Pray for their families who cannot be by their bedside. I don't know how you would feel if one of your own beloved became ill and you could not be by their bedside. I do not know the heartache that would create in you to hold your son or daughter's hand, or your mom and dad's hand, or your spouse's hand, or the one that you love. But the beauty of our lives is that that love connects us interiorly, and so they know that you are with them. And so let us ask the Lord for the grace to never forget that love that can never separate us from God, and it can never separate us from each other. And so now we get to Jeremiah. Oh, poor Jeremiah. He's tired. Well, join the club, Jeremiah. These last 2 months have been very tiring. But isn't it amazing how some of us get to this point? Lord, do you not understand? I am an object of laughter because of you. People are mocking you because I profess you and believe in you. And how you get to that point where all of a sudden you want to echo his words, where he says, I say to myself, I'm not going to mention him anymore. I'm not going to mention God. I will not speak in his name anymore. I wonder how many of you have gotten to that point. I'm not going to tell anyone, but God already knows. To where it's so much because of God. Really, do I have to forgive him one more time? Do I have to be understanding again with this person or that one? Can't I retaliate the way they're insulting me? Gets tiring, doesn't it? But God forbid we become like them. But rather, let's not conclude there with the prophet Jeremiah, but continue where he says, but then it becomes like fire burning in my heart, imprisoned in my bones. I grow weary holding it in. Holding what in? My desire to make you known. My desire to profess your name. My desire to make them known I believe in you. And so you don't give up or don't give in, but you profess his name. Praise God. Because many a times we don't understand what lies in the path of where the Lord's taking us. Look at Peter. Last week he was the rock. This week he's Satan. Notice the conversation between these two. It's like Peter saying to Jesus, Jesus, come here. let me give you some advice. You don't know what you're talking about. We can't let you go back to Jerusalem. We can't let them do that to you. We can't let them kill you. And Jesus rebukes Peter, or in a better way of understanding, he kind of takes Peter, says, Peter, you come here. And he puts his hand on his shoulder. You know, parents, you know, kind of when your child is not understanding, you know, being a little stubborn, you kind of put them in front of you and just grab their shoulder and just squeeze a little so they know you mean business. And then you begin to tell them, like Jesus tells Peter, Peter, let me tell you something. You don't know what you're talking about. You know nothing. Last week you professed me as God, Christ. So now you're telling me you have advice for me? Really? Me, the one who's God. Because you know more than I do. I don't think so. Let me tell you something, Peter. I know everything about you. Before your parents ever knew you, I knew you. And you will not stand in my way. And if you choose to, then get behind me. Because the only one who stands against me and becomes the obstacle, as the scripture says, is Satan. So you want to join him? Get behind me. And then he proceeds to tell him, this is what you're going to do. Jesus doesn't give him advice. He gives him a commandment. Big difference. Advice you can take or leave. Commandment means business. Pick up your cross and follow me. Following Jesus doesn't mean it's going to be a smooth road. Take a look in our present day. How often is God mocked? How often is God denied? If they deny him and they mock him and they persecute him, expect the same. But guess what? That doesn't affect our relationship with him. Do you think people mocking and denying God affects God? Really? It doesn't. Nor should anyone mocking you, persecuting you, or denying you because of your faith and belief in him should affect you either. Because what's in him is in you. That kind of strength. But you have to believe. Just like Jeremiah came to believe. And my dear family, this is the type of zeal that we must have to want to serve God and believe in him. And so we pick up that cross and we do follow him. Why? Because he's taken us somewhere. We know he's taken us to the glory. But family, that does not mean along the way there won't be these obstacles and these challenges, these moments of persecution or mockery. But we don't focus on that. We focus on where we're going. That is so important. If the only thing you focused on what went wrong with your relationships and your marriages, if all you ever looked upon is what went wrong in your relationships with your children or your parents, then you forget what? The good. And family, we're never meant to forget the good. And that's exactly what God wants us to hold on to when it comes to our relationship with him. Peter had to come to understand suffering will be a part of your relationship with me, says the Lord. because of those who don't understand. But for those of you who do, you're stronger than that. So believe in that strength that's in you, that comes from the one whose relationship you have with offers you every day. Let us ask the Lord, my dear family, not only today, but every day, to always discern what is the will of God, that which is good, pleasing, and perfect, and for the grace never to conform ourselves to this present age or any present age, but to simply conform ourselves to His will. Period. So that your life will always have meaning, value, and because of Him, it will never lose that value, and it will never lose its meaning. And your life means love. You are what is good. You are what is pleasing. You're not perfect yet, but that's what we're working towards. Trust Him. Follow Him. For we are where He goes, we truly are meant to arrive. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. It's men, and for our salvation He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great confidence, let us ask the Lord to hear the needs we now present.
For church leaders, that their words and actions may inspire each of us to take up our cross and follow Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For world leaders, that they may temper justice with mercy as they enact and enforce the laws of their land, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have been harmed by natural disasters, those who have lost family members, friends, neighbors, or homes, that they may receive comfort and compassion in their time of loss, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who feel unable to bear the burdens of their cross, that they may find strength and hope in the example of Jesus, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may extend His healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus and bless those who minister to them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Pilar Quintanar Flores, Mary Colfers, Gloria Posada, Randy Forbes, and for the special intentions of Alicia Hartley and Father Pete Elizardo, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Gracious and loving Father, all of this we do ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray with me that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May this sacred offering, O Lord, confer on us always the blessing of salvation, that what it celebrates in mystery, it may accomplish in power. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For we know it belongs to your boundless glory that you came to the aid of mortal beings with your divinity, and even fashioned for us a remedy out of mortality itself, that the cause of our downfall might become the means of our salvation through Christ our Lord. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exalted praise as we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness, make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall. They may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. Giving thanks, you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs of eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Faith and hope, we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Peace of the Lord be with you always. May the meaning of the body of Jesus Christ be eternal, also receive it. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, by the will of the Father, and the work of the Holy Spirit, to death and life to the world, free by this most holy body, but come on, my sins, and every evil. Keep me always with you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Those of you at home, please join me in offering the prayer of spiritual communion that you may be able to enter with our Lord this day. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Let us stand in prayer. Renewed by this bread from the heavenly table, we beseech you, Lord, that being the food of charity, it may confirm our hearts and stir us to serve you in our neighbor, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Just a couple of announcements. Religious Ed registration continues to take place online. So please go to our webpage, cccathedral.com. Go to the Religious Ed section on the menu, and then just click on it, and on that page is the form that you fill out and submit, and it comes here to us via email. A reminder that Religious Ed for our children this year will not be in person, okay? We are not meeting in classrooms this year. It will be online. It will be at home. You parents will be the catechist this year. But we'll provide you everything you need, that week by week, a lesson for your children. For those of you in First Communion for this year coming up, and confirmation first year and second year, you, of course, register for Religious Ed, and once you do, we will send you information to register for your confirmation Google class and First Communion Google class as well. If you don't register for Religious Ed, you won't receive that information. And then, of course, you know, you can't make your confirmation here with us. But trying to make it as easy as possible. But we cannot meet in person right now with all this uncertainty going on. And I hope you understand that. But it's okay. You're the first catechist at home. So you're going to do a great job. I believe in you. God believes in you. And so I know we will do that together. So praying for you. And last but not least, again, great to be with you, but can you do me, do God a favor? All of you smile right now. I saw it. Good. Your eyebrows said it. The other day I asked, Father, can I take a picture of you? Oh, please smile. And I did it, and I realized, wait a minute, you can't see anything. And then they told me, no, I can see it in your eyebrows. So I was like, wonderful. I realized they're that dark. It's wonderful. But all in all, my dear family, let's go out. Let's just rejoice in the goodness of God, and let us make our faith in Him known by loving one another faithfully, loving your family, loving those God has given you, and yes, loving those that we meet along the way, regardless of where they're coming from. Remember, you know where you're coming from, and that's what matters. And what they are meant to encounter is the living Lord, and He comes to them through you and through me. With His love. May that love dwell in all of us, and may we make it known every day. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. Have a very blessed Sunday and a very blessed week.
Hello, I'm Father Peter Lisadro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.